Yeah.
No, you do it.
No, you
Mortal Kombat! What's up, everybody? Welcome to Howdy Radio, the Next Generation, episode 45. I'm Brandon.
I'm Lane.
And it's been a while since we've done an episode.
It has.
How long has it been?
I don't know. It's only been a couple weeks. It hasn't been as long as some of our breaks have.
I think it was WrestleMania.
Yeah. But probably, yeah.
All right. What have we done since WrestleMania? There ain't been a whole lot, really.
Yeah, not really.
Right on. I don't know what to talk about in our opening. We've got this is going to be the Mortal Kombat 11 episode is what we're going to do. We're going to get there in a minute. We're going to talk all about the new game. We got it. The day it comes out, we love it. So we're going to talk about it for a little while here in a minute. If we can think of something to talk about before then. What's going on? Like wrestling, music.
Double or Nothing's coming up.
That's in a couple weeks. Yep. We'll watch that on pay-per-view. StarCast is that weekend. We're going to watch that.
But there's not a lot that's really been happening besides playing a lot of Mortal Kombat. That's really what most of my time has been going towards, Mortal Kombat.
Yeah. Tonight, Tyler, he is going to prom tonight, so I'm old enough to have a kid going to prom, so that sucks.
And that means that he won't be home at all tonight, so even more Mortal Kombat.
He gets home at like 4:30 in the morning tonight. They go to prom, and then they come back, and they go back to the high school, and then they get on a bus and go somewhere for
after prom. It's at, like, a big, like, trampoline park.
Oh, okay. I knew that it was at a trampoline park.
That and adrenaline.
So, to keep kids from having sex and doing drugs, they'll go jump on trampolines instead after prom.
And sleep there.
And, I think I'll probably be the one that has to go pick Tyler back up at the high school at 4:30 in the morning, and that's kind of stupid. My kid needs his driver's license.
I'm guessing that he's probably going to go ask to go to somebody else's house.
He has to be at work at 10:30 in the morning. he gets done with after that's prom funny. At 4:30, and he was scheduled for work at 8 in the morning.
Oh.
And he's like, hey, I didn't get this whole thing taken care of with prom. He just started working there.
Yeah.
And so they pushed it back to 10:30. So not a whole lot of sleep going on there for Tyler.
Not.
What else? What have you been playing besides Mortal Kombat? Besides Rocket League.
Yeah, I have not played Rocket League in a couple months.
You've been playing a bunch of Apex Legends.
I've been playing a lot of Apex Legends. I played a lot of that last night. I've just been grinding a bunch. I've just, like, actually been getting a lot better at it.
I was hoping a couple of my friends were supposed to get Mortal Kombat, and then we were, like, all going to play it, like, when it came out, and that didn't happen. Nobody else bought it, just me. My buddy Lee bought it, but he doesn't have online, so we don't play together.
Even though we don't really play online either.
No. I play it, well, we're not to Mortal Kombat yet. We'll get to Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
What I really don't think I have anything to talk about in this little opening part. What else? Wrestling. Dark Side of the Ring is a really cool show. I don't think you've checked that out yet.
I saw that you guys were watching it, but I didn't actually like sit down and watch it with you guys.
Yeah, I think I decided that I've watched three of the four episodes so far. It's this show that is on the channel called Viceland, which I had never heard of up until this series came out. But it's on our DirecTV, so I'm sure everybody probably has it. But it's a six-part mini-series of different wrestling stories, essentially. Episode 1 was about Macho Man and Miss Elizabeth. Episode 2 was the Montreal Screwjob. Episode 3 was Bruiser Brody. And episode 4 was the Von Erich family. I haven't watched the Bruiser Brody episode yet, but the other three episodes were all really good. So I think I'm going to... I was telling Liz the other day, I was like, I think we're just going to make this family... required family viewing. And we're going to... sit down and watch all these episodes together.
Are they hour-long episodes?
Yeah, but they're TV episodes, so they're like 42 minutes or so. But they're really well done. Being the super wrestling nerd that I am, like, I haven't really learned a whole lot of new stuff from it, but I think you guys would. But it's really well done, so...
But have you still, like, learned some things from it that you didn't know before?
Some things, yeah. There's a handful of things, but, I mean, for the most part, I know all the stuff that they're talking about. But it's a really cool, really well done show. Hopefully they do more episodes. As of right now, it's only 6 episodes, but everybody, the whole like wrestling community is talking about how great of a show it is, so hopefully they do some more episodes.
Yeah, definitely.
So yeah, then Double or Nothing is in a couple weeks. How excited are you for Double or Nothing as compared to last year for All In?
I am not as excited for Double or Nothing because we know little to like nothing about it.
Yeah.
Besides the match.
Regardless of the fact that we went to All In.
Yeah.
Of course that.
Yeah, it made it a lot.
But I'm talking just like card versus card. Like there's.
I'm excited for the Kenny match. I'm excited for the Bucks match. But like there's nothing else to be excited about because we don't know anything.
Yeah.
We have no idea what's happening.
Match. There's the Battle Royal.
They just haven't told us anything.
Yeah, there's not as much, and there's not as much. Like, the lead-up hasn't been as fun. Like,
yeah.
I'm excited for the BTEs leading up to All In were great. Like, those were, like, the great, like, push to get you excited about the big pay-per-view. But I feel like they have tremendously failed at that this time around. They're not doing a good job making me excited for the pay-per-view. And it's the first AEW.
And there's been a lot of times where they've just been keep saying stuff about later things. Mm-hmm. And they're kind of just like, oh, Double or Nothing's 4 weeks away.
Yeah.
But look at the Fyre Fest and look at all, look at Kenny's blowing all the money. Oh, it's old, good old Kenny.
Yep.
It's
like, they're not doing a good enough job of promoting Double or Nothing itself.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that kind of sucks. That's, you know, for them being a new wrestling business and there to be, you know, that negative coming from it kind of sucks.
Yeah.
But hopefully that'll all change in October once they start being on TV every week. Yeah. I think it will. All right, I guess that's enough babbling through the beginning. Let's just talk about Mortal Kombat. All right, Mortal Kombat 11 came out this past week. It came out, I guess, last Tuesday was when it came out, right?
Yeah.
Or has it been 2 weeks now?
2 weeks.
Has been 2 weeks now, yeah. It's been 2 weeks since it came out.
Yeah.
This Tuesday will be 2 weeks since it came out. So we've had plenty of time to spend with it. But before we jump into MK11, I'd like to go a little backwards. Oh, I just thought of something I wanted to talk about on the opening segment. That's how that goes. Earthworm Jim, I wanted to bring that up.
Oh my goodness.
Let's bring that up real quick before we get to Mortal Kombat.
Welcome to Hardy Radio, everyone.
Yeah, especially when you haven't done an episode in forever.
Yeah.
If I would have brought up our notes, I would have saw it. I wrote it down, but I didn't bring up our notes.
Oh my goodness.
Anyway, Earthworm Jim. You know anything about Earthworm Jim?
I do. I remember. Did we put? Was it on Steam as like a revamped at one point?
Yeah, I think so.
I've played it. Yeah, might have been on an Xbox or something like that.
Yeah.
But I do definitely remember playing it and looking how really freaking weird it looked.
Oh, so good looking. God, for the time when it came out originally, the original game back on Genesis and Super Nintendo, the graphics were mind blowing for that. It was so colorful and so good. The graphics are still fantastic. Just because they don't look like what a game does now, the graphics are still fantastic.
I always think it's funny how you guys, like, when you guys think of back then, your guys' mind blowing graphics were just colorful.
Were 16-bit. I mean,
ours are. It looks like you're actually looking at it personally. That's crazy how much of a jump it is. Like, look at these new graphics. Like,
you guys are spoiled. I'm glad I got to come up during the time I did.
But that I think that's cool that it's you guys, like, look at these crazy graphics. Look at all the colors it has. And we're like, this is an actual person right there.
Yeah. So. I mean, that's two different art styles. Yeah. And there's definitely nothing wrong with the 16-bit art style. It might be dated, but it doesn't mean it looks bad by any means. Anyway, so Earthworm Jim was a really, really, really great game. Really fun. Platformer, kind of side-scrolling. Great graphics. It was the biggest game at the time when it came out. Like, it was a huge deal. So then they made a sequel for it, which I don't honestly remember too much about. But they haven't made one in forever. And now the same team that made the original ones are making a part 3. And the kicker for it is that it's not on Xbox or PlayStation or Nintendo or anything like that. It's on a new Intellivision system. And Lane, I don't even know if you're very familiar with Intellivision. Intellivision was another brand that was making consoles around the same time as Atari. Very similar in graphics to what Atari was.
I feel like I know the words like Intellivision. Mm-hmm. I know that we've had those conversations before.
So they, Intellivision as a company is now bringing out a new console that is going to come out, I guess, next year. And it's going to be like $150 or something. And, I think all the games are going to be downloadable. But
from a store?
Yeah, I think so.
Good, no more GameStop.
Well, we're getting close to no more GameStop here anyway.
Yes, we are very close to it.
but they're going to like specialize like in like retro looking games, but not like they're not going to like rehash all of the old retro games because we can already get those in a million different places. So it's going to be new titles, but in the style of like the 16-bit retro era, I guess.
So when you
Earthworm Jim 3 is an exclusive to this Intellivision console, which is crazy.
So when you told me that they were like looking to make new games that look like old ones, the first thing I thought of was Octopath Traveler.
Yeah, it's a great
which is like exactly how that was. It like plays like the old ones and everything. Mm-hmm. It also reminds me of the new Stranger Things game.
Mm-hmm.
That's also that overhead like zombies ate my neighbors kind of thing.
Yeah, the retro styling, like making a new game in the retro style, is definitely like a thing at this point for sure. Yeah. There's a ton of them on Steam and the iPhone. Like,
there are so many things that people are just like, I don't want this new stuff. I want to go back to the old arcade stuff, like the old X-Men days, like that, those kind of things.
So I'm looking forward to hearing more about this in television. Like, I don't know that I can like say like I'm for sure going to buy one because I want to play Earthworm Jim 3.
Yeah.
Although I do want to play Earthworm Jim 3, but I mean, I don't know, like, it's the same team that made the original game, like, do they still make games? Like, are they good at making games still? Like, I don't know.
You never know, they might have, like, worked on, like, one of your favorite games.
Yeah, very
like
well could have. So, I don't know that for sure. So, anyway, Earthworm Jim coming out for a new console, which is fun. New consoles.
A lot of people are coming out with new consoles. There's
the Google shit coming out.
There's the Google thing that's coming out. There's the... it's not Alienware, but it's another one that's like a more like PC kind of thing that is making its new one. That's supposed to be like five times better than the PS4.
Gotcha.
And then the PS5 and the discless Xbox One S.
Yep. All right. Earthworm Jim 3.
Yes.
There's that stuff that we probably could have all talked about in the opening, but we didn't know what to talk about.
That was as long as the opening was.
Yep. All right, so here we go. Mortal Kombat is this episode.
Yes.
And I wanted to say, before we jump into Mortal Kombat 11, let's kind of go back and, like, let's talk about quickly our history of Mortal Kombat. Yes. When did you get into Mortal Kombat?
I feel like my first, like, realizing what it was probably MK9.
Okay.
It's probably when, like, I first was, like, hey, this is like a fighting game, like those kind of things. When we would like go over to Murphy's and those kind of things and play that.
So that would be PS3 era is when that was.
Like that and like MK versus DC, like that kind of thing.
Okay.
So, which is not a good game to really be introduced in Mortal Kombat. Yeah.
No, it's not. But
I feel like I was a lot more influenced by
I enjoyed MK9. That game, though. Like, the Mortal Kombat DC game kind of gets crapped on a lot, but I enjoyed it. I thought it was a good game.
It was a kid-friendly Mortal Kombat game.
Yeah. And then they just morphed that into Injustice.
Yeah. Even though there are lots of times where Injustice doesn't seem too kid-friendly.
Like 2011 is when MK9 came out, so that's been 8 years ago now.
So 2 years before Next Gen came out.
Okay. So for me, I was introduced to Mortal Kombat at the very beginning before it was even on a console. I used to hang out at the arcades at the amusement park around here, Kings Island, and the Mortal Kombat arcade cabinet was brand new, and me and my friends and lots of kids at the amusement park used to chuck quarter after quarter into the machine and fight each other, and it was so much fun. Like, that was one of my favorite memories of my childhood, like, and especially video game related, is like just the big crowd of people. Like, it was like a social gathering of people, like, around the arcade, and the winner always stayed in. And if you were able to, like, actually pull off, because you couldn't pause the screen and look up the fatality, you had to know it, or you just had to randomly accidentally press the buttons, and that's how you learned the fatality back then. But a big crowd of people around the arcade, somebody do a fatality. I mean, all the kids, like, cheering and stuff, and then the one kid has to walk away from the machine, and then the next one comes up, and, like, that, just such a fun
experience. A new challenger has approached.
Exactly, yeah. but it was a very, very, very fun experience, and that was how I was turned on to Mortal Kombat. So I'm very happy to say that I was there. I've been a fan since the very, very beginning.
Yeah.
And then I had a Sega Genesis when Mortal Kombat was then later released on home consoles, and I bought Mortal Kombat 1, and I think I've bought every single Mortal Kombat title that has come out on day one. I'm pretty positive I have got every single one of them, including the crappy off spins, the offshoots, the Sub-Zero mythologies, and the special forces. I bought all of those too, and I'm pretty sure I bought them all on day one. So that's pretty fun to say.
Which is funny because, like, kind of going into MK11, there was a map on MK11 that's called Tournament.
Mm-hmm.
And it is like a Netherrealm, like, esports arena.
Mm-hmm.
And it has four arcade cabinets in the background. And this is actually just like one of our first fights on it, just like kind of testing out the game. And Dad was like, okay, pause for a second. Because these four cabinets, he found out by literally like looking at them for a millisecond. That all of them were games that never came out on arcade. So it was MKX, Deadly Alliance, Shaolin Monks, and Special Forces.
Maybe. I'm not 100% sure what the fourth one was, but it might have been an MK9. It might have been.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, so there's like the background cabinets back there, and they were all arcade cabinets that weren't actually arcade cabinets. They were after they stopped making arcade cabinets and only made games for home.
Yeah.
So I thought that was really cool that they put that back there.
Yeah.
And I did. I noticed it like in a millisecond. Yeah.
It
was pretty proud.
It was like, just wait a second. Wait. Those games have never been on arcade, which is crazy to think that, like, you know the game so well that you knew that, like, no. That's not it. Which is so cool.
It's cool that they put it in there. That's one of the great things about Mortal Kombat. There's so much cool little hidden stuff. And any person, and I'm not, you know, there's a lot of people just like me that's been a fan the whole time. So I'm sure there's a lot of people that noticed that right away. But there's probably some more casual people that like play it and like didn't quite notice it. And then they might look up one day, like, I want to play the Mortal Kombat Shaolin Monks Arcade, and then look it up and be like, oh, there never was one. So I think that's fun.
Which is kind of funny because I've watched a lot of like hidden Easter egg things in MK11, and none of them have said that yet.
Oh really?
Like none of them have said about the arcade cabinet.
I will. I'll tweet about it later today.
Yeah.
I'll play it and I'll go get a screen cap of it,
yeah.
and then I'll tweet about it. I can't believe nobody said anything about that.
Yeah.
Cool. So Mortal Kombat 11. Getting us back to the present.
Yes.
So you've liked the when you got into the games, you liked the games.
Yeah.
As far as like the fighting genre goes, where does Mortal Kombat like rank on your list of fighting games that you like the most? Like, is it the top or
probably?
Okay. More so than Smash.
Smash is up there, but I feel like Injustice is more than Smash.
Okay.
Injustice 2 is one of my favorite games,
okay,
like of all time.
Okay,
that was very, very fun.
So going into Mortal Kombat 11, like your hype level was pretty up there.
Yeah.
I know you watched a ton of videos coming, you know, showing
but not,
all the
not
different
as
moves.
Much as I usually do, to be honest. Like I tried to stay away from fatalities as much as I
could. Yeah, they show too much, man. Like they do all these combat cast and everything, and that, and that's just standard practice for the video game industry now. But they show too much, and
you have to show stuff to sell.
Yeah, you got
to
keep the hype going, and the only way to keep the hype going is to do that. I understand that, but I stop, and I do the same thing with music. Like once they've released two singles for an album, I'm done. Like I don't want to hear the whole thing. I want to wait.
Yeah,
you know, it's I don't want to see all the fatalities. I want to press the buttons myself and cause the fatality to happen. That's
one more thing before we get completely into Mortal Kombat 11 about singles. So, Logic came out with a new single yesterday featuring Eminem, which is kind of weird. It's good because they're both, like, super, like, kind of the same. Like, they're both, like, super lyrical and that kind of thing. So, it was a very good single. But it was, the third single off of his album that's going to come out.
Gotcha.
So, and it was funny because when I first, like, told it to you and Mama, you were saying, like, oh, that wasn't a good idea by him because Eminem sucks now, but like he doesn't really. He's actually
just,
like,
I'm
really
just talking
good
trash.
Now.
I don't.
Well, you also didn't know that all that you were saying because you haven't listened to his latest album yet.
No, I don't. No, I got on a kick of Eminem's first album a little while back.
I'm still listening to that.
It's so inappropriate to listen to with your children, or for anybody to listen to for that matter. But it's a great album. Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, yeah.
So this
I know they gave very inappropriate to play with your children.
Yeah, it's true too. So this one came out. We were all super hyped about it. I did pre-order it a couple days in advance.
Like a day before just to get the pre-order bonus.
Shao Kahn was the pre-order bonus. I was torn because, for one, I know I'm never going to play as Shao Kahn.
Yeah. But it's cool to see all the characters.
But you still got to... That's how they play the game now. You got to have all the characters that they offer. So if there's anybody that I'm okay with giving my $60 to 3 days before the game comes out, I'll give it to Mortal Kombat. Yeah. Because they don't not deliver.
Yeah.
So so this game came out.
We know that they're not going to pull a No Man's Sky. We know that that will never happen.
So the game came out Tuesday. The first week it was out, like, we were kind of not having a ton of time to play it. We had a very busy weekend after the game came out.
Yeah.
But at this point, I have beat the story mode, and Lane has beat the story mode. Tyler has not. Tyler has spent most of his time in the crypt.
Yeah. I spent a lot of time in the crypt a couple nights ago.
We'll get there in a minute. So let's start on story. Full disclosure. Spoilers are ahead.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about the storyline. It takes about 5 or 6 hours to play through it. But if you are super worried about not hearing what happens during the story mode, I mean, we're not going to go into super detail, but we're going to talk about it.
Yeah.
So it's going to be mentioned.
And
so,
also, if you want to kind of like, you don't care about the story and you really just like want to fight people, it's about 3.5-4 hours without cutscenes.
Mm-hmm.
Because the cutscenes are really freaking long.
Yeah.
It's kind of annoying after a while when you're just like, okay, I understand this is the last chapter. Please just let this be over already.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can't beat the last boss for 45 minutes.
So let's talk about the story mode.
Yeah.
What did you think? Like, overall, did you enjoy playing through it? Were you ready to skip some scenes and just go fight?
Yeah. I was definitely ready towards the end to skip. There were definitely so much, like, love stuff. That was like
Too much love stuff, right.
it was kind of weird. It was like, this is a super violent, like, bloody fighting game.
Right.
And everybody's like, oh, I would do anything for you.
Yeah.
This is like, okay.
So here's my thing with the game, with the story. I was ready to skip stuff at the beginning of the story, but I liked the end of the story a lot. I liked the second half better than I liked the first half, because the first half more so dealt with Johnny Cage and Cassie Cage and Sonya.
I liked that.
I didn't. I'm not into those characters. And they're like special army forces and everything. So like all of their cutscenes have like tanks and people shooting at each other and stuff like that. I don't want that crap on Mortal Kombat. I've said that for a long time now, that that's not what I'm looking for in a Mortal Kombat
That's why we don't
game.
Play those characters. We
right.
Usually when, like, our one rule is that we do not main characters that can have a gun.
Yep.
Even though Sonya does not have a gun, so I'm technically allowed to use her.
Gotcha.
But
yeah, that's kind of a house rules thing that we went off of just because of my hatred for... And I'm not anti-gun or pro-gun or whatever that is, but, like, in Mortal Kombat, like, I want my violence to be hand-to-hand.
Yeah.
I want people to be punching each other. Or I'm even cool with, like, swords and katanas and, like, all, you know, shit like that, stuff like that.
Stuff that isn't
regular. But I don't
want to
But guns and bazookas and stuff, in my mind, does not belong in the Mortal Kombat universe.
But, like, Sonya's, like... One of her fatalities, the helicopter fatality, where it's like she calls in the helicopter, and then she like shoots you up into the air, and like the blades like kill you.
Very
and,
cool
like,
fatality.
Yeah, very cool. Like, I like that.
Yeah.
But she doesn't like just shoot you a million times, kind of like Aaron Black is. He just dependent on his rifle.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, it's
so the
it's
first
so
half of the story mode was, you know, big gunfights and big army battles and stuff like that. And that's not what I'm looking for. I'm hoping, because I think that they did it. I know that they did it this game and last game, like, we're very heavy on this cast of characters.
Yes.
And I hope we
can get the new generation of characters coming up.
And I hope that within, like, when the next gen comes out and we get a new game, I hope we can start worrying about some other characters. But I feel like those are the main guys now, and they're not going anywhere.
Yeah.
But, like, towards the end of the game, and again, spoilers, at the end of the game, like, you start, you know, you're Raiden and you're... Liu Kang, and like there's all this crazy stuff happening where like they kind of morph into one, and then you're fighting, and there's like the middle of the story where like Kitana kills Shao Kahn and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like, that's my Mortal Kombat that I like.
Yeah.
That's the kind of stuff
like
I
the crazy like whoa, that guy literally just morphed into the other guy, and now it's a huge demigod. Like, that's crazy.
Yep. Yeah, I love the ending. I love what they did with Liu Kang. Liu Kang, like, you finished that game with, like, Liu Kang being, like, the coolest Mortal Kombat, like, dude ever. It was so cool. It was
great. But no skin.
Exactly. You beat the story. We'll get to the unlockable stuff here in a minute, but that's a big one for sure. You beat the game and you don't get the skin of how Liu Kang looks when you beat the game, and that's extremely disappointing, but you can get it in the crypt by randomly spending coins. So
I didn't even see it as a skin.
Alright, so the story, I mean, it was pretty good. The last game, MKX, towards the end, I was ready to start skipping and just do the fight.
It's just so long.
But this one just kind of changed around a little bit to where the beginning I didn't like, but I did like the ending.
Yeah.
So because of how I like the ending, I'm looking forward to seeing what they do with that in a next game. So that's good. At least they've set up well for the next game.
Yeah.
Story, I mean, it wasn't too long. It didn't take too long to get through it. I don't feel like you were rewarded properly for playing through the story.
But okay,
Frost
so
is one of the characters that you can unlock. It's, as of right now, the only character that you can unlock by actually doing something in game is Frost.
And she's about like 5 or 6 fights into the game. So not at the end.
Yeah, so she is a character like just kind of halfway through the story mode, and you beat her and then you've unlocked her.
Yeah.
The main boss of the game, Kronika, is not playable. You do not unlock Kronika.
Probably
because
she has
the
most
OP
freaking combos and everything ever. It is insane.
How many times did it take you to beat her at the end of the story?
It took me about 4 or 5 times. Okay. But after like my 5th time, I was like, actually just like got it down, and I was just demolishing.
The key was for me, was to not get up close. You had to throw stuff from halfway across the screen because, like you said, she blocks
combos
and such like that. So, like,
well,
when you're in there, you can't
do your special moves. Like, the fatal blows.
So once I was like, all right, I'm going to step back and just start throwing stuff at her, that's where it got pretty easy.
But at least for, like, last game with Shinnok, like, you could hit, like, your X-ray on him and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can do all of that. You can. It's crazy. You couldn't do anything like that to her.
Yeah. So, just character-wise, her being the boss of the game, and she's a new character in the Mortal Kombat universe, did you like her? Did she?
I liked her, but I also didn't. I feel like lately, everyone's just going the time travel well.
Yeah.
Like all everything in pop culture is like, something happened, time travel, and like, I don't like how everybody's doing that. It's kind of getting boring.
It's a little lazy.
Yeah.
But
I like that they didn't just, like, redo MKX. I like that they didn't do that.
Yeah. In this one, you have, like, current day Johnny Cage and old, you know, 1990s Johnny Cage.
Yeah.
Like, teaming up or fighting each other or whatever. I mean, I thought it was kind of creative the way they did it. I agree that the whole time travel thing is a lazy way of doing it, but I think they did a good job with it.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't great. Like, I was not blown away by her character and her whole time manipulation thing that she had going on. Like, look-wise, I thought her character was very boring looking.
Yeah.
And I don't really know many cool moves that she did to me.
To be honest, I kind of like the tower ending better than the story ending.
Agreed. I agree with you.
I do like how they kill her.
Mm-hmm.
I do like that a lot. It looked really cool.
Mm-hmm.
But I really felt like I liked the tower ending better.
All right, so let's transition from story into tower.
Yeah.
So from the beginning of Mortal Kombat, the towers have been the main way of playing. There was no story mode in the beginning. So you would play either an easy, medium, or hard tower, and like the easy would have 8 people that you had to beat, and at the end of it was the main boss of the game. And once you beat the boss with a character, then you would get an ending that is specific to that character that would like tell a little story of how, you know, their part plays into this whole thing or whatever. So you want to play through towers with each of the characters because you want to unlock all of the endings.
Yeah.
That's how it's been since day one. You've always wanted to see everybody's endings. So as much as story mode is, you know, cool, you know, every game should have a story mode at this point, I think. To me, the towers are still the main part. To me, I still enjoy going through and playing as a single character and going through however many people I got to beat and then get the end and then get that specific person's ending. I like that. Yeah. That's my favorite part of the game. And so far, I haven't watched a ton of them. There's, what, like 25 people in the game or so? Yeah. I've probably watched maybe a quarter of them at this point is all I've got. And you want to talk about another thing that you don't get to where we were saying with the story mode that there should have been other things that you unlock. There's not a trophy for unlocking all of the endings and towers either.
There also isn't one for completing the game as well. Only halfway.
Yeah, you're right.
Why is there a halfway mark but not a finish?
You're right. The trophies are a little weird on this one.
I wouldn't be shocked if it's different for Xbox.
It might be. Yeah, I know. We've said a million times that the Xbox achievements are way better than trophies.
So much more rewarding as well.
Yeah. So the towers have been fun. That's a great way to, like, you know, get to, you know, play a character and get used to the character's moves. Definitely. So most importantly, let's do that. Let's talk characters. You said you wanted to kind of, you know, talk about some new characters and our feelings on the new characters. So let's kind of more specifically get down to that. Who's your favorite? Let's throw that out there just right off the bat. Who's your favorite new character? Can we have a list of characters? Do you have that in front of you?
I have a list of all characters. That's good.
I was hoping for just new characters
I have a couple new.
All right, so there's that guy.
So there's Garrus, however you say his name.
Yeah.
So he is like a slave to Kronika, and he like controls time and stuff like that. He's okay. He has a big fist.
Yeah, his moveset is like he's like a wrestler, like a strong wrestler.
He reminds me of Jax from MKX.
Yeah.
Jax was a lot like that. How do you like him?
Yeah, I think he's pretty boring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's always funny how we think as casual players who are just like, yeah, that guy has some cool moves, like, because they look good.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, those kind of things. But if you look at the pros and, like, it's like, oh, I love this guy. This guy has, like, the best moveset ever because they focus on damage, not, like, how classy they look.
Yeah.
And then they got the Collector.
He's one that I haven't really dove into yet that I'm looking forward to. Lee, my buddy Lee, who has been Mortal Kombat fan with me since way back when as well, he was talking about how much he likes playing as him. So I take that into account, but when I haven't really jumped in yet.
When I played him, he looked okay, but he was okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Baraka. Because he wasn't in the last game.
Well, but he's been around since.
I know, but how do you like this Baraka?
I like this Baraka a lot. I mean, it's just still Baraka for the most part.
Well, he has some new moves.
There's a little bit of new stuff there, like with the Amplify, kind of adds to the moves that like it was already a move. It makes it cooler.
Yeah.
But yeah, I like Baraka.
Yeah. Scarlet also was not in MKX. Mm-hmm. How do you like her? Because I don't think we ever played her. I think she was a DLC.
I don't recall playing her on MK.
She was playable
honestly.
In MK2.
What?
Wait. Okay. It says Scarlet has an interesting history. She made her debut in 2011's Mortal Kombat 9, but she was actually based on long-standing rumors from the 90s that a female ninja was playable way back in MK2.
Gotcha.
Now she's back in MK11 as a full-blown character in her own right, complete with powerful moves when she uses her own blood to damage her opponents.
I remember that guy that we watched his series on YouTube talking about the history of Mortal Kombat. He brought that up.
Yeah, okay.
Which I'll throw. I think we talked about that on the air once. But check out the history of Mortal Kombat. 616 Entertainment is the name of the channel. That's the best Mortal Kombat history video I've ever seen.
Yeah. Jade was also not in other ones. She hasn't been in there for a while.
Jade's been when was her last one, does it say?
No, just that she made her debut in Ultimate Mortal Kombat 3.
Okay. Yeah, I've been using, as of right now, Jade is my most used character, according to my combat card.
Yeah. You got Citrion.
I think I like her.
Yeah.
Also, a new one that I haven't put a lot of time into, but I think I like her. I got a couple cool skins from her that I unlocked. Yeah.
But she's one of the pro ones that a lot of pro players are using. Okay. So that's why I tried her out originally.
Who else?
You got Noob Saibot.
That's one that I've been reading a lot of people talking about.
I played him to try to get his fatalities, like the two fatalities for the achievement. And he's really fun to play as with some combos.
Yeah. Yeah, he's one that I definitely want to put some more time into.
Yeah.
Who else?
You got Cabal. Was he in the last one?
Maybe.
He was not.
Did you, spoiler, did you know that Cabal dies in this one? He dies in the crypt?
I knew that,
people are real Kenshi mad about it.
Died.
He gets,
and whatever his name is, Ermac dies.
Yeah. Or yeah, maybe that's who I'm thinking of, is Ermac. Is he the one that's in the pit?
Yeah.
One of them gets knocked off the pit in the crypt. And then
Kenshi also dies, too.
Okay.
Yeah, that's why that.
I think that's all the new characters. I don't think there's any more.
Oh.
Shang Tsung DLC. They haven't announced any DLC yet.
It says Shang Tsung is the first DLC character to be announced for the game.
Oh. Okay.
Okay.
So,
Also, Shao Kahn.
Other than new characters, who have you been playing the most of, and who do you like? Whose fatalities do you like the best? Whose combos do you like the best?
I've been really liking Scarlet. I've been really liking what is her name? Frost.
I don't think I've played as Frost yet.
Yeah, Frost is really fun.
Are you stealing my thing where you play as the female characters?
Yeah, because I'm not stealing it. I just like not being super slow like Shao Kahn. I tried Shao Kahn for one fight, and I haven't played him since because he's just so freaking slow.
But for the longest time, like, your main dude was Goro, who's like the slowest of them all, but he's so strong.
Yours was Ferator.
I did really well. I know. Yeah. I mean, I definitely choose the women more than I do the men because of their speed. But every once in a while, I mean, Baraka is an exception. There's definitely exceptions.
I was playing Baraka.
Ferator on the last game was probably the most extreme exception because I usually am really terrible with the
Are you kind of disappointed that Ferator is not in the game?
I think he might be. I'm hoping he's DLC.
DLC, yeah.
Because he was pretty well liked in the last one, I think. So.
We're also hoping Boraicho is in DLC.
There's these things in this game called consumables. That you earn from winning games or unlocking in the crypt or whatever. So then you can, like, use a consumable when you're fighting, and it'll, like, you know, this thing will give you this much more health or something like that as you play. And one of them is Boraicho's fart. And you you press the button, and, like, this fart gas just appears on the screen, and it, like, stuns the person for a second, and that's my favorite, because I loved Boraicho, and I love that they included that in this game.
Yeah.
I think it's fantastic.
Yeah.
Jade's been my main for a little bit now. Who else? Baraka.
Yeah.
Those two have been my main ones as of now.
I was playing some noob earlier. Yeah. He's okay. I like him.
Any fatalities that stick out? The Sonya one that you mentioned with the helicopter was definitely
cool. I don't know if you saw it, but one of Devorah's ones, which I don't like Devorah at all.
No.
But it, like, no thank you.
Yeah. That was the one that you and I watched. I think it was you and I that watched it the other day. I think it was Noob's second one where, like, the shadow went inside and then, came out of the mouth. That was cool. Yeah. And Kung Lao with his hat still has his fatality in the last game was my favorite fatality, and his fatalities in this game.
Which one are you talking about?
The curb stomp one that he did with the hat.
Well, yeah, I know that one. But what about
this one? I don't know. I can't picture it right off the top of my head in this one. But I remember watching this one and it being
awesome.
The one
where he throws your hat and he throws that and, like, his face gets cut off.
Gotcha.
But I don't remember all of it.
Yeah, I'm not sure either.
Yeah.
So there's brutalities. Brutalities are cool.
Yes. You can, and everyone has the classic fatality, which is just end the match with an uppercut and the head falls off.
Yep. And then you can unlock other ones. So anything else we want to talk about character wise?
No, I can't think of
anything. I feel like it's a pretty decent roster.
Yeah.
It's not great.
I feel like he kind of forces to play new people. Even though everyone's so freaking play Scorpion.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
I mean, I've been around the franchise long enough to where I'm super accepting to new people. Yeah. I love trying out new people. But my problem is, like, the first row of the game is, like, Johnny Cage, Sonya.
All the Special Forces
people. And to me, those are all throwaway. Like, I'm not into any of those. So, like, that's a whole row of people that's just, I'm not into. I'm not going to play as. And then there's a whole row of people that are, like, the possessed people. And I wish they, I don't know. I mean, part of my skins now are, like, making them not look that way, which is nice. But I wish you could, I wish they didn't look that way on the menu select.
Yeah.
I wish your character represented the menu select.
Yeah.
All right. So then how about the crypt? The crypt is where you go to spend all of your coins and all of your hearts and all of your in-game currency. And
you trade your soul to Ed Boon.
Yep. And then you don't get any of the stuff you want, so you spend real money to get more coins, to buy more stuff, and that's...
Oh, my goodness. Are we really going to have another microtransaction?
That's the economy that we live in with video games now, which is stupid. So this one has a ton of stuff to unlock, and it's called the Crypt, which is like its own little mode of the game, which is super cool. The Crypt has been around since, like, the PS2 days, I would say, is when that debuted. So it used to be different than it is now. It used to be like a grid of like AA through AZ, essentially. And you could go to coffin DZ, and it had a certain thing in it, whether it be like a character that would unlock or like a goofy video that would play,
Cooking
with Scorpion. There's all kinds of different, or concept art is one of the main ones that they put in this kind of stuff. But it used to be something was in a certain spot, and like you could go on the internet and find a list, and like back in the day I'd print it out and we'd have it there and we would know, you know, we want to unlock this, so we know where it is. That's not the case now. Now some of the stuff, the crypt itself is gigantic now as compared to just an AA through AZ.
It just reminds me of freaking God of War so much.
It's like this big open world. You got to do stuff to unlock like other parts of the world. And it's not too difficult because, I mean, they don't want to make it hard for you to get to a place to spend more money on.
Yeah.
But it's still cool, though. It's impressive the way that they've got it all laid out. However, now most of the stuff is random. So what I pay 7,000 coins to open a chest is not the same thing that somebody else pays a different amount for the same chest that has something different in it. So there's no way, and I guess it's considered cheating by looking at what's in each chest as the way that we used to do it. But now it's all random, and you might pay a lot of money and end up getting just some concept art to look at. You don't get a lot of good stuff. I mean, you get some brutalities, you get some fatalities to unlock. Skins is kind of, that's the main thing I'm after. Like, I want to make people look different because I feel like a lot of the defaults look stupid.
Yeah.
So it's, and it's just fun to, like, just customize them and change them and stuff.
And the mask and stuff like that. Like, that's what I loved about Injustice 2 so much was all of that kind of stuff.
Yeah. I like messing with the skins. You can change this.
Even though none of it is pay to win. All of it is correct. Play to win.
Yeah. I saw something that said that if you paid
$6,144.
$6,000 if you paid real money to unlock all of the crap in the game.
And Ed Boon said that was bullcrap.
Okay. Why did he say that's bullcrap?
Well, he was saying that...
Just play the game instead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He said that you can... Without spending your money, you can get all those things in.
Yeah. By playing the game for the next 5 years for 20 hours a day.
Oh, my God. So you should look up the tweet and see exactly what he said.
What do you think of the Crypt? Do you like the Crypt? Do you like
I do like it. I like that there are no jump scares. I'm allowed to play it in dark.
You're not there yet.
I know that there are no jump scares.
I am
1,000% sure that there are no jump scares.
I was sitting next to your brother when he was playing and he got jump scared.
Was it a spider?
No, it was not a spider.
That's stupid.
He got jump scared. If your brother got jump scared, there's a good chance you will too.
Time to only play it at like 2 o'clock.
No, I mean, it wasn't that big of a deal. It was a jump scare. The Crypt is cool. I like the Crypt. I wish I'd get some better stuff. I guess they're calling it a bug, is to where one of the towers is extremely...
Towers of Time.
Towers of Time is extremely difficult. More difficult than it's supposed to be.
It is insanely
difficult. I tried it out on Medium, and I got just killed. Medium is my default where I play.
Yeah, that is the default.
And I got just destroyed. Yeah. So I'll come back to that when they fix that. But as an I'm sorry for that, they gave everybody 500,000... free coins.
Or they would have given everyone a million.
Yeah.
I kind of blew through that money, but I got a lot of stuff.
Sure, everybody did.
But I blew through that. I streamed it, and I blew through that stuff.
I stopped about halfway because I was starting to get disappointed with what I was getting. And I was just like, I don't want to just blow
I feel like my luck was pretty decent.
Yeah.
Which is like the first time I've ever that loot box kind of stuff I've had decent luck with. I don't ever have luck with that kind of stuff.
So, got to keep playing the game, get more coins, and get more stuff. I mean, there is just a ton of stuff to do on the game. There really is. There's all the tutorials that, I mean, normally anybody would just skip.
Each character has a character tutorial that shows you how to do a combo with the character and everything. Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
Yeah. And that's how you get a lot of cool stuff. Like, you know, if you beat Jade's tutorial, you get a cool Jade skin or something like that.
So, you get a skin for every single one.
Yeah. So it's cool that it gives you an incentive to play through all the different little nooks and cranny of the game. And it makes you mode.
That's what made me want to play Injustice 2 so much is after I beat the story, there's still so much stuff to do because there's still so much to unlock. Yep.
Like my buddy Lee, he's been trophy hunting. Like he's been doing, you get a trophy for doing both fatalities. Each character has two fatalities, and once you do both of them, you get a trophy for it. So he's got like most of the trophies now because that's like 20 trophies right off the bat by just doing each one
of
those.
But doesn't award you with anything. But going
just a trophy.
That's it.
Lane is butthurt that you don't get gamer score on the PlayStation.
It's so annoying. I've been playing a lot of PlayStation lately. I've kind of drifted off from Xbox because a lot of my friends play on PlayStation and I like have a lot of games on PlayStation. But oh my goodness, just the gamer score is so annoying. Like there's just nothing there. It gives me no.
And
like,
gives you a trophy
and,
count.
And even with freaking Apex, like there are trophies with that. And like when you win a game with a certain character, it says, "Nice job, you won this with this kind of character," which is cool. It says you won, but you don't get gamer score for it. It just says that you won. It's like, nice job.
But you get a trophy count, though. It says you have one platinum trophy, 57 gold trophies or whatever.
I have one platinum trophy.
That's the difference in the gamer score thing.
I should
is
have
your amount of trophies that you have.
I should have two platinum trophies.
I'm going to, once I get through Mortal Kombat here, I've literally got basically the rest of my year planned out, and that's Shenmue.
Well, you
surprise,
still have,
surprise.
You still have, you only have some till September.
I have until August until Shenmue 3 comes out.
I thought it was September.
And I still need to beat Shenmue 2.
Are you sure it's not September?
I'm pretty daggone sure that I know that Shenmue 3 comes out on August 23rd of this year.
Okay.
I'm definitely for sure of that.
Did they push it back like a
no.
month?
No.
It was never
show
September.
Gameplay at E3 next month.
It was never September.
Or, I mean, you're going to get to play the game. I'm sorry. No. That's
well,
a big
we
difference.
Won't.
There's a big difference there. They're showing gameplay they've already done. People are going to be able to actually play the game at E3 this year. And
yeah,
that's
so some tickets for like $3,000 a person.
That is blowing to me. Yeah. So here's what I want to do. Because when I bought Shenmue 1 and 2... remaster. I played Shenmue 1 and beat that. And then I kind of was like, alright, I'm going to wait a little bit to play Shenmue 2 so I can time it between now and when Shenmue 3 comes out.
So then you like know the storyline.
Yeah, because I never beat Shenmue 2. I've never beat Shenmue 2. I never got all the way through it. So now
the
I'm
story
at
story or 100%?
The story itself.
Okay.
I know what happens. I've since learned what happened, but I have not played through. I was very close and I didn't finish it. So now I'm like, well, now I got to start Shenmue 2 because Shenmue 3 is going to come out here soon. But then back to the trophy is why I'm discussing this, is I'm one trophy away from getting a platinum trophy on Shenmue 1. There was one thing, you got a Phoenix Mirror in the game, and you take it to a pawn shop, and they tell you how much it's worth. But if you take it to two pawn shops, you unlock a trophy. And I did not take it to two pawn shops. And that's literally the only trophy I'm missing from getting my one and only platinum trophy on the PlayStation.
I have one from Spider-Man.
So I think I'm going to, once I get through Mortal Kombat here for a little bit, I'm going to play Shenmue 1 again. And then play 2. And then hopefully that'll be done by August to be able to play 3.
Yep.
So that's the rest of my video game year, basically.
And I need, and I, my plan for the rest of the year is Mortal Kombat and then Borderlands.
Yeah.
Because Borderlands comes out in September, and I need to play 2 and pre-sequel.
And me and Lee were talking about Mortal Kombat the other day, and he's like, you know, hands down game of the year. And I was like, I have a hard time disagreeing because it is a fantastic game.
But you know that you're going to put Shenmue over top of Mortal Kombat.
I hope so, yes. Yeah. That's what I said to him. I said that Mortal Kombat 11, any other year, it would be a no-brainer that that it's game of the year. But for it to be the year that Shenmue 3 is finally coming out, I hope that Shenmue 3 is the game of the year.
At the Game Awards, hopefully Shenmue doesn't get game of the year. Because though it's in a lot of other games, big like games like God of War and like Red Dead that are coming out this year. So I think that Shenmue will probably be the one that gets game of the year, if not Borderlands 3.
Yeah, I doubt anybody will care about Shenmue 3.
It's the year of the sequel.
Yep. All right, anything else on Mortal Kombat?
I don't think so. Anything else about all the other stuff we've been talking about for the past 40 minutes?
No, I don't think so. So yeah, check out Mortal Kombat 11 if you're a fan of the franchise. They did a great job with it.
Yes.
There's a lot of games that, like, when they start making sequels, they come out, like, at the end of a generation time cycle. Like, you know, they kind of just rehash stuff and, you know, just put out another game to just make some quick money before the next gen comes out. And I don't feel like they did that at all. I feel like it's a super solid game. Yeah, the graphics are fantastic.
I just want to see it on
PS Pro. So many different things to do. Yeah, I'd love to see
it. When we saw it at Joe's house on the Xbox One X, because that has 4K, it looked so freaking good.
Yeah, for sure.
Which is even crazier for her for Chauncey to say that
it
doesn't look better when that looks better than what
all this. She's just hating on the game. But in 1080p, it definitely does not look bad whatsoever.
Yeah, it looks so clean.
Yeah, the graphics are they're fantastic.
Yeah.
It's crazy how realistic some of that game looks. It's awesome. So yeah, if you're a fan, check it out. Highly recommended. Well worth the $60. I'm sure we'll end up paying the extra $40 at some point and downloading all the DLC characters or
Bo Raicho, please.
Yeah. Everybody wants Melina. There's some rumors.
Melina's dead, FYI.
Yeah. Spawn is a big rumor. It looks like that might not even be a rumor. That might be like all but confirmed, except for Mortal Kombat.
We still need Chaggy.
Yeah. Oh God, I forgot about that. I forgot
that meme
all
is dead by
them.
Now. That's never gonna happen.
Yeah, Spawn would be super cool. That'd be a big one for me that I'd be super excited about.
I want Hellboy. That's what I want.
Is that a rumor or is that just one that you're throwing in there?
That was one of the things with like Pennywise and everyone when like the game was first announced and it was like leaked roster for
Ash from Evil Dead is one of those rumored leaked ones also, which
But they might do that because
of course I'd go crazy for that.
They might do that because the new It movie comes out later this year, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that definitely makes sense for them to do Pennywise for sure. So that'll be cool to see who all gets that. See, that's not how we did it on the last one, though. The last one, we didn't buy the DLC for. Yeah. And then we just waited a while until they released the Mortal Kombat XL.
And then we just bought that,
and then we
which was like $5.
That was on sale for $5, and that was cheaper than buying it the other way.
So
way cheaper than buying it the other way.
Before
which
go,
is what will happen with this one, too. Yeah.
Before we go, what is your score out of 10 for it?
Oh, man. 9 out of 10.
I would probably also give it a 9 out of 10.
Yeah.
Though I definitely some of those little flaws, I don't give it a 10 out of 10.
Yeah. I mean, I'm looking forward to it. It'll be a game that we can play for a very long time.
Yeah.
And it will be. And it's not something that, that you only play for the first. Because I have a lot of games that like I buy and I play for the first week or two, and then I kind of lose interest in them. But this one, Mortal Kombat's one you can just kind of sit down and play whenever. And it's fun to play with people
and
against each other. And
I really want to just get better at
same
combat.
Here, right.
Even like, I've been watching a lot more esports kind of things, and like, I'm not ever going to be at the level that those people are, but I want to get better. Like, our family, we don't even block.
Yeah, our family.
Like, we don't block.
This is about the 20th time I've brought up Lee, but he's my longtime Mortal Kombat fan, and we've been talking about it for a lot lately. A lot here recently as well. He doesn't know how to block either. He said that to me
it's
the other day.
It's R2.
I know
R2
it's R2
is how you block.
He's like, my block button doesn't work on this game either. And I was like, I know. Same here.
But I'm like thinking about, because I did, when I was streaming.
Do the pros block?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot.
Okay.
They have to. If they don't, they just get punished for everything.
I just wait for somebody to stop punching me so I can start punching them back. That's what I do.
Which you can't do with some of those pros, because they have you juggling in the air.
You'd be dead.
Yeah.
Have you played online?
I played one game online.
I played two.
And I lost.
Did you lose bad?
Not too bad.
I lost.
It wasn't too bad. I blocked a little bit.
Both people I played, it said like their record was like 0-1. I'm like, all right, cool. Another newbie person, like, that maybe I'll stand chance against.
No.
And then just destroyed. Like, I didn't even get
that
a punch in.
That just means they've only played one game.
Jesus. I mean, just destroyed. I was like, well, that's that. I played two games online, and that's about as far as I'll get with that.
Yeah.
Luckily, there's not
a lot
of trophies that are online.
I
want to
play some, like, hard towers.
Yeah.
Like, I want to, that's where I need to start before I go to online. But I definitely want to try online. I don't want to keep playing local against you guys and keep dying to the same scorpion over and over and over again.
Yep.
That makes the game not fun. Not.
Yeah.
Because
we all want to get better so that we can all continue to fight each other to the
and
best of our ability.
So then I can always be the one at the bottom.
Yeah, you got to step it up, because me and Tyler
usually beat
you.
I'm trying.
So you got to step it up. I mean, obviously I have an advantage, but
no, Tyler has advantage. He's just playing Scorpion. That is unfair advantage right there.
Yeah, but I mean, whatever.
I was playing the story and I was playing Scorpion. I had two flawless victories out of the four matches.
Did you realize you got a? You might not have realized, because you just beat the storyline right before we went on air here. Once you go into your combat card, and it shows like all your different stats and everything, your story mode is only 81% completed. And that's
because of the
parts during the storyline where you pick out of two different fighters to be. You have to go back and do the other ones to be able to get 100.
Yeah, I want
to
do that.
And I saw somebody online that posted their combat card a couple days ago that unlocked like an insane amount of stuff on the game. And like Ed Boon retweeted them and stuff. They had 43 hours put into the game and like 800 and something fatalities performed. An 81% story. I was like, out of all that 43 hours, like, you couldn't have gone back and played, like, the alternate person to finally get 100% of the
story? And
you
probably get a lot more stuff, too.
You probably do get some more stuff. There's not a trophy for it, though.
No, of course not. And no gamer score either.
But, yeah, I thought, like, this dude is, like, his combat card, like, has these insane stats on it. And story mode is 81% complete. Like, go back and do the rest of them and then post the picture of your combat card. That would only take like an hour to complete that.
Yeah, exactly. Because you don't got to watch the cutscenes. You can just skip them.
Right. All right, so Mortal Kombat 11.
Yes.
9 out of 10 for me.
9 out of 10 for me.
9 out of 10 for Lane. Great game. Fantastic.
Very, very good game.
Come on, Shenmue, and get a 10 out of 10.
Borderlands and get a 10 out of 10.
I want Mortal Kombat to be my number two game of the year this year. It's what I want, because I want Shenmue to be that good. I don't want to be disappointed in Shenmue.
Yeah.
I get a Mortal Kombat game every 3 or 4 years. I don't get a new Shenmue game every 3 or 4 years. So I want it to win this year. That's where I'm at with
it. Rage also comes out this year.
Still, fantastic game. Love Mortal Kombat. Love everything about it. So much fun.
Yeah.
Anything else?
No.
All right, that's it.
Yeah,
Mortal Kombat
that is it.
11 episode. That was a fun episode, I thought.
Yes. Very, very fun.
Cool. Everybody go check out Mortal Kombat 11. It's great.
Yes.
Go to howdyinc.com and you can download all of our cool shows. Our newest show, the Unknown Music Podcast that myself and Brian Taggart are doing. We've got one episode available now. The second episode will be available here soon, and then we'll get those going from here. The Unknown Podcast hasn't been done in a while, and I don't know where we stand with that at the moment, because I just don't know.
Yeah.
So we've been taking it easy here as well. We haven't done a new episode very frequently. This is 45, right? 45. I hope we got to make it to 50.
It's been over 2 years.
I know.
It's crazy.
So here's this thought actually went through my head the other day of, I think maybe we'll make it to 50 and end it. I thought maybe we could, like, you know, actually, you know, most times that we've done Howdy Radio in the past, like, at some point, like, there's been multiple times where we've, like, ended it. And then we, of course, brought it back at some point later. But there was always an ending. So I thought maybe, like, you know, we've kind of sputtered out on it.
Yeah.
I mean, and honestly, I'm like, I'm tired of just sitting here talking about video games and stuff. Like, it's the same stuff every time.
And it can't still be entertaining. Like,
yeah.
It can't be.
Yeah, you're right. So I thought maybe we'd make it to 50 and then just end it. And then there would be, you know, Howdy Radio, the Next Generation episodes 1 through 50. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's
still the longest any show has gone. Right?
And nothing will ever beat that.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think anything will. So that was an idea that I had. But then I started thinking, like, if I did that, though, then, like, what do we do for next year for WrestleMania? Like, I want to do, you know, the 4th annual WrestleMania prediction. You know, I don't want that to stop. So I don't know exactly how. I don't know what I want to do. But I thought maybe end it at 50 and then come up with something new. Like, we got this daggone green screen that we put up behind us. We built this freaking awesome computer.
Yeah.
And we're still sitting here just doing the exact same thing that we've been doing for 3 years. So I thought maybe we end this and we kind of just, we come up with something new.
Yeah.
Something all new, completely new.
Yeah.
Not Howdy Radio, not... Yeah. Just something new. So, I mean, that's...
And not unknown.
And not unknown. Exactly. Absolutely. Right. Something completely new that would take advantage.
I've been wanting to do some things for, like, video games for a while. Like while playing video games. Like, I've, like, streamed before, but, like, I've wanted to get a lot more serious with it. Like, and I've recently started to stream on the computer a lot more, playing Fortnite and those kind of things. And that has, like, gave me a lot of enjoyment, like, being able to... I feel like that... With the green screen behind me, and all, it just makes me feel so much more professional and everything. Mm-hmm. So,
but see where I am, though. Different. Like, I'm not sure that you know, just streaming myself or ourselves playing video games is exactly what I'm
looking
for. But
that's what we do. Talking about video games is getting old. So maybe
let's play video games.
Yeah.
I mean, my thing for that would be, like, I'd have to have, like, some retro stuff in there. Like, I'd want to play old games and stuff like that as well.
That's why we have an NES over there and a Sega Genesis over
there.
Yeah,
I know. So I thought, you know, maybe, but I don't know how all that stuff works. And that's, I'm not there yet. But just know that we are kind of kicking around the idea of maybe starting up something new and maybe kind of finishing this chapter. I don't know. I'm not sure where I feel with it.
Next thing you know, Dad will be a pro gamer.
That's right. That'd be cool.
With millions of dollars on Apex.
I'll have my Razor hat on. And that'd be cool, man.
You know, FaZe Brandon.
If you've got any ideas for what, you know, maybe you would like to see as the next chapter for Howdy Inc. or for Howdy Radio or whatever, let us know. Send us a tweet at Howdy Inc. on Twitter. I said howdyinc.com. That's where you can download everything and subscribe to everything. Check out my buddy Kyle, his podcast that he's got, Iconoclash and Deck One Delt. Both of those shows are awesome. Deck One Delt's my newest favorite at the moment because that's really good. What else? Who? You want to shout out anybody?
Check out me at Mirth316 on YouTube, MIDDER, 316. I've been streaming a lot of more combat lately, but I stream all kinds of stuff. And on Twitch at Lane1113, LYNE1113.
There you go.
Yeah.
Cool. So who knows when the next episode will be, but hopefully not as far in between. Hopefully it doesn't take another few months to get
hopefully in time for Double or Nothing. That's what I would think. Hopefully.
Yeah, that'll be a couple weeks away. That's good.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Bye.